72 Community Connection. It's brought to you today by Arnold Morton Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. I'm Tom Davis. We have Matthew Songery in here with us with Tri-County Tech. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. You know, tis the season for ribbons and things, and I guess we're going to be cutting a ribbon out at Tri-County Tech tomorrow.
Yes, we've got a brand new present that we're opening up and cutting the ribbon on tomorrow, the new police substation over on our campus. It's been such a massive blessing to have them come and partner with us and to be able to set officers over there in that office so that we as a school and as a community over in that part of town, we feel much safer.
I bet you do. And with the resources that they're going to bring, the community really is going to appreciate it. Your neighbors, a lot of the residents and neighboring businesses, too, who, you know, it might take a while to send a car
or
get the resources over there that they need.
Absolutely. That's the reason Barzil, when they were looking at just the crime and where they were able to respond to quickly, they noticed that they really needed one over on our side of town. And that's where Tri-County Tech was happy to step in and to be able to provide them a space where they could have a substation.
Yeah, indeed. This is really going to be something else here, not only for the community, but also for the school. They're going to be bringing in a lot of different elements. Am I not correct there with cars and perhaps other vehicles and resources?
Absolutely. So they'll have officers always scheduled there that will have someone in the office at all times. So if you needed to make a report or if you had something where you needed to call 911 and you needed officers to respond immediately, they would have officers close to you. And especially over on that side of town, it's going to dramatically decrease the time of responses for any type of emergency.
Very good. Other things going on out there. I know that your culinary classes are just getting worked overtime. A lot of interest going on there, and of course with your facility as well.
I absolutely love our culinary class. It's so amazing as a faculty member to be able to have them on campus. And not only that, but right now there's big for any type of catering. And so they are constantly staying busy between learning and doing catering and doing our own events on campus. They've got a lot going on. We actually have one of the things that we use to teach them are competitions where the students compete against each other to create different things. And this last week they got to do soups. And man, what a great day that was.
Did you get a sample a little bit there, young Matthew?
I did. I was lucky enough to be one of the judges, and both for the morning and the afternoon. And each session had about seven different soups that we were all tasting and trying. And there were some amazing things that came out of that culinary class. And these are only, most of these students are only their first year.
Wow.
And they're already, I mean, we're talking December and already just blowing me away with their abilities.
Now, a lot of people are using your facilities out there this holiday season. They have been, really, since right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, how do people go about, you know, making that connection?
So the easiest way is if you want to just call into our main number, and we'll get you in touch with a lady named Darlene. Miss Young is in charge of all of our facility rentals. And we want to be able to provide those places for you and your family to gather. If you don't have the space in your own home house, because you're going to have like maybe 30 people come in. If you're having anything from just a few people anywhere up to 200, we can take care of it with any of our facilities.
After that, you have to call the fire marshal.
You do have to call the fire marshal at that point. We don't want to go that way.
No, we got the police. We're fine. Yeah. So what else is going on out at Tri-County Tech? We've got a new semester that's about to start.
We do, and this new semester is what's going to start our actual application and enrollment period.
Okay.
We're gearing up for that. We've been going out to all of the partner schools and speaking to their sophomores. For those of you that are listening, if your sophomore student hasn't told you anything about coming out to Tech, make sure to ask them. Give them something to talk about. Ask them, hey, what did you like? What do you think you want to do? Talk about that future. Getting them thinking past high school. So we're going out to all the sophomores and getting them ready to come out and tour here in January.
Very good. I have a 12-year-old, and she's fascinated by what you do out there. She says, you mean I can go out there and I can learn to to be a cook. I can go out there. I can learn how to do cosmetology and things. And I could be working a real job in half the time that it would be to go to college. I'd all be certified. Yep. I'd have everything. And I won't be broke.
Absolutely.
And so, I said, yeah, that's about the size of it.
That's exactly it, is that I would say we're even probably less than. So our entire program, my most expensive one, is $4,500. That's my most expensive, and that's not including any of the financial aid that you can apply for through our Tri-County Tech Foundation. Mm-hmm. That foundation is all donated dollars, including 100% of our employees give to that foundation every year, because we really feel that education is that important, and we don't want any student to not be able to get a life-changing learning experience based upon a financial issue. And so every single one of us give from our paychecks every month back to the school so that we can have more students come to Tech. But not only that, but our training is anywhere from a year to 2 years, depending upon what you're going into. And you can graduate and immediately go into a career. Unfortunately, you can't say that all the time about a college or university, because you might spend 4 years studying something, but then there's just no jobs. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with the classes and the programs we have at Tri-County. We are currently in a climate where it's called a skills gap. There are more people retiring from trades and skilled positions than there are for people to fill them. Plumbers, electricians, carpenters are big need in this area. If anyone wanted to be their own boss, being a plumber in Nowata would be amazing. Oh, yeah. There's not any plumbers in Nowata currently. They've all retired.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of unattended piping.
It is. So if you have any issue in the county of Nowata or city of Nowata, you have to have someone come from maybe Owosso, Bartlesville, maybe even Tulsa if you can't find anyone.
Wow. That's amazing. That truly is. And, of course, I've known plumbers who've made as good of money doing that line of work than doctors.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because you're going to need one someday, just like you need a doctor.
Exactly. And think about this. A doctor is going to spend significantly more on their education than you will. If you come out to Tech, we can get you trained and certified and get you out in the field for just a couple thousand, when that doctor is probably going to be spending a couple hundred thousand on theirs. And you're going to be making pretty close to about the same amount of money.
A long time ago, way last century, back in the 1970s, this young man at that time was working tool and die, also metal fabrication, and but I never got the chance to learn how to weld. Mm-hmm. And I always noticed that with factories, sometimes jobs would come, sometimes jobs would go, but that welder guy always had a job. Do you teach welding out there?
We do. We have one of our instructors, his name is Scott Sutherland. He is our welding instructor for both our high school and for some of our evening adult classes. Welding is always in high demand, no matter where you go, especially all over this nation with all the pipelines that are running all over the place. If you love to travel, this is also a great job for you, because if you become a pipeline welder, those companies are going to move you all over the place. They're going to offer you jobs maybe in Wyoming this year or this month. The next month you might be in Georgia doing some welding. And then next month you could be in Florida or California.
You could see the world without even joining the Navy.
You absolutely could.
There you go.
But they are always in high demand, and it's one of those amazing paying jobs. In fact, no matter what program or course or career you choose from Tri-County Tech, the average starting salary that we have our students at is $19.90.
Wow.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That truly is. So we've got the sophomores. They've got their information.
Sophomores have their information.
And they need to come out.
They're coming out at the end of January. The dates are January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, which ends up being a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay.
We're going to have all 11 of our partner schools come out during one of those days. And the sophomores are going to come out with them. They'll get to check out two different programs. And they'll be able to decide, you know what, are these two programs that I really want to go into, or maybe I want to look at something else. Mm-hmm. But what's amazing is after that sophomore tour, we'll almost immediately come back to their school just within the next couple weeks and have them apply for Tech. so that we can make sure to get them in for the next year for in August.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is absolutely amazing. Now, the last time I think you were here, we had some ladies in here, and one of the young ladies was actually still in high school, and she was taking classes at Tech.
That is correct. So depending upon what school they go to, they'll either come in the morning or in the afternoon, and they'll do the exact same type of program that our adults are taking. We have a lot of our students who end up graduating from Tech and either go on to college or go directly into work. In fact, we want to have that number at 90%. Right now we're sitting around 70%, which is still a really great number. But we really want these students to utilize the training that they're getting. And so we're going to shoot for having 90% of our students be either placed in a job in the Marine or into the armed services or onto college. In fact, 80% of our students right now, my high school students, end up going on to college and using the skills and the things that they've learned as a good part-time job. These students that are wanting to become doctors or lawyers, don't count out Tech, because you can get an amazing training for absolutely free, and you can do that as part-time while you're having to pay for that that debt that we all got into.
And you're paying, and you're getting paid a bit more than minimum wage with the skills that you've learned.
Absolutely.
So it's going to go farther.
With our average salary, our starting salary of $19, the minimum wage right now is $7.25. And so I always tell these sophomores, would you rather make $7.25 or $19? And it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Now, if there's a student out there that is on the fence, can they come out and take another visit and maybe ask a few questions?
Absolutely. The first step that we'd love for them to take is to go to our website and go to tricountytech.edu. Click on any of the either high school programs or adult programs, depending upon what you're wanting to take. Mm-hmm. And there are get info buttons on that webpage that email me and the other recruiter directly, depending upon what class it is. And we would love to start that conversation with you, set up a time where we can have you come out and tour, where we can sit down and look through everything.
We're living longer. And adults, when they hit about 40, 45, they wonder, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even in their 30s, is this all there is? And the answer is no, there's a big wide world out there. And that's why you have some of these adult classes.
Absolutely. We have one of our cosmetology students who I believe you talked to.
Yeah.
She had retired from, it was some type of medical field.
Yeah.
And she had retired from that. And she's like, you know what? I don't want to just sit and not do anything. I want to
only watch so much TV.
Right. I want to try something different. And she's like, I'm going to go out to Tri County Tech and I'm going to learn how to be a cosmetologist. I still have plenty of life in me and I still want to do something. And so she changed her career field. And she's in her, I would say, 50s, 50s, 60s. And she's like, you know what? I'm not done yet. I'm going to try something different. And that's what we're here for, is we're there for people who are in a life change, and we're here to support them and help them out no matter what's happening.
You know, and if it's simply more than a little more than, hey, you know, I think I can offer a little bit more. I might be able, if I could just enhance my skills a little, be a little bit more of a value to an employer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, that's what motivates people to start looking for additional training and what have you. And then they can move on from making X amount of dollars to nearly 20 an hour.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We're even there for people who have full-time jobs currently. Because we offer our classes in the evening and the afternoon so that those people with like a full-time 8-to-5 job can still come out and to get that life-changing education. What's really cool is these students who are working in 8-to-5 and are just hating it and not enjoying it at all, for them to come out to Tech and spend a year or two with us, and then to see them when they cross that stage in May, when they've graduated, just the smile and the pride that they have in themselves, that they were able to accomplish something pretty amazing.
Indeed. Not only did they score a diploma, they scored some worker independence.
Exactly. And they got to choose something that they were really passionate about.
Matthew, once again, how do folks get a hold of you, and how do they set up the Q&A to get rolling?
Yeah, so just go to our website, which is tricountytech.edu, and go to any of our program pages, And you can either click the apply now if you're ready to go ahead and make that commitment and that decision of I want to have a life-changing experience, or if you just wanted more information, click on that get info button and we will get a hold of you.
Matthew Songer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tri-County Tech. And once again, this has been Community Connection on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Your home for Oklahoma State basketball in Bartlesville is K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Cowboys counterattack. Waters, left corner to Zogwa. Three-pointer! Yes, sir!
The Pokes Hoops play on K1 thanks to Lucas Metalworks, Comforting Hands Hospice, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Lawana Duncan, Chota Communications, Totel CSI, Recognition Place, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg and Barclay, Bartnett IP, ConocoPhillips, First Investment Corporation, Mazzio's Pizza, Limestone Pharmacy, Phillips 66, your State Farm Insurance Agent Elizabeth Gallery, and AFC Glass. Oklahoma State is getting close to finishing up the non-conference portion of its schedule, and the Pokes will have Big 12 play just around the corner. Don't miss any Oklahoma State basketball games right here on your home for Cowboy Hoops, K1.
George Bernard Shaw once said, "Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch, which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations." It should be the desire of each Christian to do good at every opportunity. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus knew the importance of dedicating oneself to the work of the Lord. When a Christian does the will of the Father, it brings glory to God. Christians are to be examples to the world in all that they do. As God's children look at the life of Jesus, they can see the perfect example that Jesus left for the world. Our Christian light should not be hid from the world, but rather open for display. How brightly is your light shining? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
It's Tulsa Oilers hockey all weekend long at the BOK Center when the Oilers take on the Wichita Thunder all three games. The puck drops Friday and Saturday night at 7:05. Don't miss the teddy bear toss Saturday night. Then come back on Sunday when the action starts at 4:05. Stick around after the game and paint the ice. Buy your tickets today by phone or text at 918-632-7825 or online at TulsaOilers.com. TulsaOilers.com. Plan a weekend of fun with the Tulsa Oilers.
You just can't say no to rewards, especially when it's for something you're going to do anyway, like banking. At RCB Bank, you get rewarded for doing what you normally do. Choose between cash or interest for your rewards. Stop by any of our friendly RCB Bank locations to open an account today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com/rewards. Some restrictions apply. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Member FDIC.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 877-25-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 877-25-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 877-25-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 877-25-STEEL. That's 877-257-8335. 877-25-STEEL.
News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. News Talk K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM.